Thanks for joining in today on the Larry Mueller Show. Larry Mueller here, and we are switching our attention to rare plants. In 2023, trained volunteers from all around Wisconsin submitted almost 200 reports of rare plants. More than 30 of those reports identified rare plants in areas where they were not previously known to exist. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hoping to expand its core of volunteer citizen scientists searching for rare plants. And you know what? You don't need a whole lot of prior experience. Jessica Ross will tell us that's so. Jessica, with me in the studio, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR, coordinates the state agency's rare plant monitoring program. Jessica, great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
As we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. You want to learn how to identify rare plants? Do you suspect there are some rare plants surviving in a natural area near you? Maybe you wonder about plans by the DNR with the rare plant location information they receive. Give a call. Number is 800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@wpr.org. Jessica, this program, this Wisconsin Rare Plant Monitoring Program, was established, I think, in 2013, So give us the overall purpose and goals of the program.
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, we have almost 1,900 species of native plants. And of all those plants, 322 species are rare in Wisconsin, so they might be endangered, threatened, or listed as special concern. And so that's so many more plants that we can monitor and keep track of. And so in 2013, Kevin Doyle, my colleague, started the Rare Plant Monitoring Program to get the botanical community involved and to get folks looking for these rare plants and submitting data to us so that we can understand how these plants are doing, and in doing that, be able to protect them better in the state.
Yeah, and this is kind of a unique program, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's pretty unique. I may be a little biased, but plants are pretty great.
Oh, well, last year there was a volunteer help find Marilyn Senna.
Yes, that was a really exciting story. So that plant hadn't been seen in Wisconsin in 100 years. And so this volunteer took it upon himself. He was just really excited about this particular plant and searched far and wide. It took him several years, but eventually he finally found this Marilyn Senna. And we have stories like these every year where these dedicated volunteers go out and find these plants that haven't been seen in so long, but are such an important and beautiful part of Wisconsin's flora. So it's really exciting to have volunteers go out and do this.
When it's that rare, I'm sure there's not very many people listening who know what the heck it even looks like. Can you tell us a little about the Marilyn Senna?
Yeah, so Marilyn Senna is a member of the bean family, Fabaceae. And so it has these bright yellow flowers. It has leaves that, if you think about what peas and beans kind of look like, leaves like that. It has beans in the fall for its fruits. And sennas are actually commonly in plantings as well. So you might see different species of senna, Senna hibacarpa, in some prairie plantings as well around town. So it might be more familiar than you think.
So what are some other ones that have been rare species that have been discovered as part of this program?
Oh my gosh, we have so many cool rare species.
Great.
Wisconsin has several species of orchids, which are beautiful and incredible to see out in the wild. Here in Madison, where we are, right around here, we have white lady slippers and yellow lady slippers that are really beautiful to see. We have rare plants that are really teeny tiny, like the tiniest little fern called a little goblin moonwort, which you kind of have to pull the leaves aside to see. We have big rare species like trees. Chinkapin oak and sycamores are rare in Wisconsin. So we have plants, all different kinds of plants. We have thistles. We have aquatic plants. There's a rare cranberry. So there's there are all sorts of rare plants. The opportunities to find them are endless.
Well, I was thinking about the Calypso orchid.
Yeah.
That is a rare plant, but man, would I love to see one in the wild.
Well, we'll have to get you signed up with the program. You can become a rare plant monitor.
That is the most beautiful orchid.
It is. We have some really incredible orchids in the southern part of the state. So that's kind of more of a northern species.
Yeah.
In the southern part of the state, we also have eastern prairie fringed orchid, which is an incredibly beautiful white orchid. I know you just had some insect folks on. So that one's pollinated by a hawk moth, which is pretty cool too. So we have lots and lots of cool plants.
So why do we need to keep track of these?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are lots of reasons aside from just taking care of the place we live. They have intrinsic value just existing as
sure.
organisms. But plants and rare plants have lots of other reasons that we should take care of them too. So some of them are utilitarian. Some rare plants are things like relatives of cranberries, or ginseng used to be considered a rare plant. So these are plants that people use and eat and use medicinally and things like that. Other reasons we might care about rare plants are, we've already talked about how beautiful some of them are, like the Calypso orchid or Eastern Prairie Fringed Orchid. Some of these are just the most beautiful things, and it is really important to preserve that beauty. But then there's also the ecological importance of some of these plants. So we have a rare plant called pitcher's thistle, which is one of a rare plant. It's one of the most important floral resources for pollinators on the sand dunes along Lake Michigan, where it grows. Mm. So some of these rare plants have really important roles ecologically. So we want to protect every part of the ecosystem so that we can make sure that it functions in the way that we need it to, and the way that the other organisms need it to as well.
And I looked at a map, a Wisconsin map, showing spots where we know these rare plants exist. So for somebody volunteering, would they be looking for new ones, or would they be maybe doing, you know, observing and seeing how things are going over time with plants?
Sure, that's a great question. This program is kind of like a choose your own adventure for rare plant monitors. So we have rare plant populations in every county in the state. So it doesn't matter where you are in the state, you can participate in this program. But we can send out, usually we send folks to our website, and they can go to something called the Rare Plant Finder, which is a big map. They can search by season, they can search by location, and choose a rare plant that they're interested in surveying. So once they've decided what they want to survey, we'll send them maps and all the information that we have about the particular population so that they can go out and find it and report back on how this population is doing. But as people are doing that, sometimes they find populations that we didn't expect. I was out on a rare plant survey earlier this year, and I found a brand new population of white adder's mouth, which is a tiny, tiny little orchid. So you never know when you're in these habitats. You want to look for the survey that we sent you, but
yeah.
You might find something new, too. So you never know what you might find.
Never know what you're going to find when you get out there. Jessica Ross, our guest today, botanist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Bureau of Natural Heritage Conservation. And Jessica coordinates the Wisconsin Rare Plant Monitoring Program. Maybe you've been involved in the program. Maybe you have questions about it, or maybe you have just questions about rare plants. I hope you'll join in. Number to call is 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Thanks for joining in today, and I hope you'll join in tomorrow at this time. We'll have a book club discussion. It's our Larry Mueller Show book club time. Jeffrey Bolt. We'll be talking about his thriller. It's set in Wisconsin. It's really cool. It's a very good book. It's titled Blue Lake. It's a mystery novel set in Wisconsin, a couple different places in Wisconsin, actually. And I'm really looking forward to talking with him. I finished the book last week, I think, and it was great. Well, and then we will talk about professionalism in the workplace, and it kind of, there's some of that professionalism kind of rearing its head in good and bad ways in the book, Blue Lake. So it'll be fun talking about professionalism in the workplace with two Marquette University business instructors. That's tomorrow on the Larry Mueller Show. Right now we're visiting with Jessica Ross, and we're talking about this program that the DNR runs. It's a volunteer program for the DNR Rare Plant Monitoring Project. So we're talking about the rare plants that exist in the state and how you might get involved in a monitoring program. And you don't need a lot of previous experience, if I'm not mistaken, Jessica.
You don't. It helps to know a little bit about what plants are around, but there are so many good apps and resources that you can kind of find out what plants are in around the rare plants as well. So you really don't need a ton of experience. You need to be trained in the program, and you can find a training online. If you Google rare plant monitoring program, it'll come up right away. And so we have an online training that folks can take at any time they want. They can take it at their own speed. After you do that, you just have to take an online quiz and then send us an email, and you're all set to start monitoring rare plants. And there are rare plants that you can find all year, year round. So any time is a great time to become a rare plant monitor.
Yeah, and I went. I took a look at the website and the information about the program and the plants, and I thought it was well done, and it gives you a heck of a lot. I didn't go through the whole thing, but I went through quite a bit of it just out of curiosity, and then it was kind of interesting to see what was going on in it. Might even be worth, in fact, it would be worth looking at, even if you're not interested in joining the program. It might, tell you what, it might entice you to take a look at it.
I think so. We have some really incredible rare plants in Wisconsin. So I would encourage you to go to our website and check it out if you think you might be interested.
Judy in Sturgeon Bay, is over by Whitefish Dunes, as a matter of fact, I believe, is with us. Let's go there. Judy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a question for you. My mother was so proud of these little thistles that she had at her Lake Michigan cottage that would live in the ground for like 30 years and then pop their little heads out. And she passed away recently, and I want to kind of be on the lookout for them so I can protect them as well, but I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it sounds like those very well could be dune thistle, which I was talking about earlier as such an important resource for pollinators on dunes. But they pretty much look, if you think about a garden thistle that you is kind of the bane of your existence in your garden, it's kind of like that, but a bit smaller, kind of white and fuzzy, kind of that basil rosette, that the leaves that come right out of the ground. Look for that type of thing. And then there are lots of good resources to look at pictures of these types of things, to look at dune thistle online. But there are also good apps like iNaturalist and Seek, or another good one that I like is called PlantNet. And then you can just take a picture of the plant that you might think is a thistle, or any plant in general, and it will give you a good idea of what it might be. And so that's a good way to sort of get started with plant ID, too.
I'm trying to remember if there's a dune thistle in that training program, photo of one.
I think it comes up. It's a really nice plant. It's a really nice one in that area, too.
Well, Judy, I tell you what, you could become a monitor for dune thistles.
It's true.
In Sturgeon Bay, and as long as it sounds like you're interested in these, and partly because of your mom, but for maybe a lot of reasons, you might want to take a look at joining in that program. What do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Judy, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. Number the call, 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk at WPR.com. www.orchidsforlife.org. John wonders, are there particular plant species that you task volunteers for?
We generally let volunteers pick which plants they're interested in because we have such a wide variety. We let volunteers say, I'm interested in these orchids, or I'm really good at sedge identification. Give me a sedge survey or something like that. So we have, out of these 322 rare species in Wisconsin, we have lots of choice. So we let volunteers choose, but if they need a little bit of help, we can help them narrow down a survey too.
Yeah, and I suppose for, among the volunteers you have, how many do you have? About 500 or so?
We do. It varies in a given year, but we've trained over 1,000 volunteers.
And I would imagine that typically, unlike the guy that we were talking about earlier who found the Senna, they probably maybe work in their own or like to do the work sort of in their own area.
Yeah, we have volunteers who do all sorts of different things in the rare plant monitoring program. So we have some folks who go on vacation. If they're from southern Wisconsin and they go up north, they say, I'm going on vacation, give me these surveys, which is great because then they get to see new habitats, they get to see new plants that they wouldn't normally get to see. And so we have some people who kind of stick close to home. Usually there are plants to find close to home, but there are some people who like to travel around the state to see new things. I think it gets kind of addicting once you start finding these rare plants. It's really exciting and it is incredibly helpful. So it kind of inspires you to keep going and keep looking for more.
Jeannie in Door County, we'll go to you. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I found a nodding trillium on my property, and I was wondering if that was a rare plant in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's a great question. What a beautiful plant to see, too. Nodding trillium isn't considered rare in Wisconsin, but we do have a rare trillium in Wisconsin called snow trillium, Trillium nivale. And so nodding trillium might be a good indicator of some really nice habitat. You could try looking around and see if you have some other trilliums there. That one's not rare, but still beautiful to see.
Yeah, what are they? Some people are going to say, well, what do they look like?
Oh, so trilliums, these particular ones have big white flowers. They're a spring ephemeral. So popping up in the spring, the first flowers, they're pretty close to the ground, maybe less than a foot tall, and they have three leaves. So trillium means three. So three leaves and three big petals, and they're just these beautiful big white flowers. Nodding trillium is called nodding because its flower kind of dips down, nodding a little bit. And snow trillium is called snow trillium because it pops up really early when there might still be snow on the ground in some places.
Oh, so the time for Jeannie to be looking for them would be early in the
early
spring?
Early in the springtime.
Because they sort of seem to disappear?
Right. That's a great, I didn't explain what ephemerals meant, but spring ephemerals are plants that pop up in the spring and by the summer or late spring even kind of disappear. Mm-hmm. So there are certain plants that you need to survey at a particular time. Otherwise, you won't be able to see them. But trilliums would be one where springtime is the perfect time to look for them.
Basically, you know, why does a plant become rare? I mean, what are the things that cause that to happen?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So there are a lot of reasons that a plant can be rare. It can be that they've always been rare in Wisconsin. So we have a rare plant called Northern Monk's Hood that only grows kind of on moist, steeping cliffs. And we don't have a lot of that habitat in Wisconsin. We have some in the Driftless. But these plants have always been rare. They'll continue to be rare because we won't get more of that habitat. So there are plants like that. There are plants that are rare because of loss of habitat. So here in southern Wisconsin, we used to have a lot more prairie habitat. And since we don't have as much prairie, we have barely any prairie compared to what we used to. Some of these prairie plants are really rare. So loss of habitat. And then there can be things like more recent threats, like invasive species, pests, disease, deer, things like that, that threaten plants too. And then climate change, we don't really know what will happen with all of these rare plants, but we can expect that climate change will also threaten some rare plants
as well. Yeah, I would. And then how do you use that information? I mean, how is it used?
Yeah, so all of the volunteers go on these surveys and collect data for us. And at the end of the year, we sort of compile this and think about how all these rare plants are doing. And so the first really important step in conserving these rare plants is knowing how they're doing. And we can't know without the help of our volunteers. So our volunteers are really kind of taking a temperature check, checking up on these plants, seeing how they're doing, if they're not doing well, telling us what's causing declines, what's threatening these plants. And then we can use that information to help these plants so we can actively pursue management if there's something like an invasive species or brush or something like that impacting a plant. If we use all of this information to assess how we can better help these plants and how we can make sure that they don't disappear.
Yeah. And as I think you said earlier, some of them have medicinal values. And I know there was at least one or two plants that may have been harvested into rarity.
Sure. We have poaching is a threat to plants, to rare plants in Wisconsin. I think for some of these orchids, they're really beautiful. People might try to pick them sometime if they ever see them, which I would not recommend you do. Or things like golden seal that have medicinal value. People get excited to see these plants and want to harvest them and use them. But I would encourage you to please be respectful to these plants and their ecosystems and to admire them from afar, or even better, become a rare plant monitor so you can check up on them and tell us how they're doing and help conserve them for the future.
Yeah, and you know, I'll go back to the Calypso orchid that I just think is so beautiful. If you took it out of its where it lives and try to put it in your house or something, it just is not going to work.
It's true. It wouldn't work very well. Our orchids are really evolved to be in the habitat that they're in, and they're co-evolved with fungi that are associated with their roots. And so it's really hard. This is another challenge for conservation. It's hard to cultivate these orchids because you need to make sure that you can cultivate the fungi that are associated with their roots too. So it's really difficult to grow them outside of where they are supposed to live.
So take some good photos.
Take some good photos. We love good photos.
And is that, do you get a bunch of photos from the volunteers, or how do they report?
Oh, yeah. So volunteers submit reports either on iNaturalist, or we have a form that they can submit online. And it's required that they submit a photo, too, which is really great to help us ID them, but wonderful at the end of the year when we're looking through all these reports. We can see all of the exciting plants that people have found.
Yeah.
And then in the springtime, we compile an annual report, which you can find on our website for previous years. And we put together all the stories and all the information that rare plant monitors have found over the year. And we include lots of their photos because they take such good photos. A lot of times we get selfies too. People are so happy to have found the rare plant they were looking for. And so those are really wonderful to see too, because it's about the plants, but it's also about the relationship with people too.
You could put together a pretty cool poster.
Oh, definitely.
Of all of the, or of many of the rare plants that have, photos of those that have been put together by your volunteers.
Oh, yeah. Some of our volunteers, I think, could have a gig on the side as photographers, too, because they take some beautiful photos.
So, again, how do we get involved in this?
Yeah, so this training for the Rare Plant Monitoring Program is available year-round online, and you just have to Google Wisconsin Rare Plant Monitoring Program. And I would love to get your emails. I would love to have folks, if you have questions about it, feel free to send a message my way. But take the training, check out our website, learn a bit more about the rare plants in Wisconsin, because there's always more to learn. So I would encourage you to just get out there and be curious first, and then come monitor with us.
Well, I tell you what, I did take a look at the training program. It was really an interesting program. I mean, just interesting in and of itself, and may kind of entice more than one person to want to volunteer and sign up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because volunteers do the exact same thing that professional botanists would be doing on their surveys. So the protocol's not changed because you're a volunteer. It's a, you're doing exactly what professional botanists would be doing. So it's a really exciting program to be a part of.
Jessica, great pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of fun. Jessica Ross, botanist with the Wisconsin DNR, Bureau of Natural Heritage Conservation, and she is coordinator of the Wisconsin Rare Plant Monitoring Program. So that was really interesting. And I tell you what, take a look at that website and see about maybe getting some training and signing up. Want to thank her, and I want to thank you for listening in, and thanks to our team. You know, it's a whole team. It's a show that is a team effort, and we've got producers Clara Neipert, Joel Patnaud, our technical directors Jeff Robbins and Lee Raybert, and our executive director is Jill Nanoa, and then I am tagging along. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for listening, and stay with us. Lots more in store on WPR News.